This is an unofficial summary of the Alert Bay Village Council meeting for Monday, April 27th, 2020. Present were Mayor Buchanan, Councilor Gordon, Councilor Granger, Councilor Hill, and Councilor McGregor. Lyle McNish, the CAO, was present by phone. Connie Larson was at the meeting as well. The meeting was called to order at 5 o'clock. It was moved and seconded that the minutes of the previous meeting be adopted. There were no petitions or delegations, and there was no old business. New business, the Village of Hazleton had a request for support for their UBCM resolution, and they were asking for us to support the idea that communities under 10,000 be eligible to apply for some of the gaming grants. And we all agreed with that, so we are going to write a letter to support them. The town of Ladysmith had a letter, and it was for their support regarding ferry travel. They were requesting that the long weekend in May ferry traffic be limited to only essential travel to stop all people from the city coming into the smaller communities. Because a lot of the smaller communities, like Alert Bay, have a high proportion of elder population and more vulnerable to COVID virus. So we certainly agreed with that and asked for our name to be added to that. We had an approved tree cutter permit for 643 First Street investment reconciliation report. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in numerous teleconferences and Zoom meetings, attended the electronic Mount Waddington Regional District regular in-camera and hospital board meetings. He issued a declaration of a state of local emergency on April 18th and extended the local state of emergency April 25th. Gave numerous media interviews, attended the electronic meeting for the NI emergency meeting, and participated in the BC Ambulance Service teleconference, answered many emails and calls. Councillor Gordon issued a warning letter to a resident for burning without a permit and doing so during the province-wide fire ban, attended local authority Zoom meetings, attended the EMBC meetings, attended the fire chief meetings. There are many opportunities for online training for the fire department members, and we're looking into setting it up. He attended the electronic NI emergency meeting. Councillor Granger attended the local authority and EMBC Zoom meetings, participated in a teleconference with ministers in Vancouver Island municipalities, worked on strategies for food security through the EOC and EMBC in support of ShopRite to have more paper products and cleaning supplies brought in. Councillor Hill participated in teleconferences and Zoom meetings. I also volunteered at the liquor store in the afternoons doing crowd control, just keeping people lined up 6 feet apart. Councillor McGregor participated in 26 Zoom meetings and teleconference and volunteered to help with ferry passes. Staff reports, Lyle McNish, the CIO, was moved and seconded that repairs to the government dock and the garbage bin pad, concrete pad, be approved, and a five-year financial plan. It was moved and seconded that the public meeting will be held as scheduled on May the 4th, 2020, at the community hall. That meeting, by the way, was held, and the budget, the five-year financial plan, was read three times at that meeting. There were no public present. That final reading of that five-year financial plan will be made at the next meeting. The council directs staff to prepare an alternative municipal tax collection scheme bylaw for initial readings at the May 4th special council meeting, that the deadline for residential taxes be changed to the same date as the province mandated for the deadline of business taxes, and this is an extension of that date. An update was provided for council for information and consideration. It was moved and seconded that staff continue to investigate the options for electronic meetings and setup. This, again, enables us, there is a limitation on how many people can dial into these meetings, and we are changing those regulations because of the new environment. And so we are still investigating that. There was a motion to exclude the public because we did have an in-camera item that we wanted to discuss. And the meeting was that was carried out, and we returned into the regular meeting, and that our regular meeting was adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Thank you.